The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Almighty has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you don't believe that the Almighty exists, you might want to think about that. If you're a believer, he has said, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" I give you that for your consideration. Why should you expect to be close to Father and in a splendid place in heaven if you're not making the effort in this life? Doesn't make sense, does it? If you want to be in a prestigious place in heaven, you're going to need to do work in this life. Tonight's program, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, Part 2. We're looking at specific actionable steps that you can take to draw close to the Almighty. In that context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." This program is intended to help you have such a relationship. So an overview of tonight's program, we will wrap up on the discussion of decision that we started last week. We will look at prayer on your knees, the best way to hear. Prayers are not necessarily answered instantly or at all. We'll discuss how the rules of engagement restrict Father Yah, the Almighty. We'll talk about the prayer, "Show me the level of my present deception." Prayer, "Lead me into all truth by your Spirit." We'll talk a little bit about the website, which provides many answers. We'll talk about judgment in this life. We'll talk about the prayer, "Judge me severely and correct me harshly." We'll talk about the prayer, "Bring the people you want into my life and take those that you do not want in my life out." We'll talk a bit about what happens if you miss it. And we'll talk about asking Father to open doors and close doors, and also prayer for advancement in the kingdom of heaven. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. Have a PhD in civil engineering, 25 years management consulting experience in South Africa, currently chief operating officer of a small group of companies in the UK. Spent nearly 26 years actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the vehicle, organizational vehicle for delivering my message. We run a number of websites. I have a number of email lists, and I publish articles generally at least once a week in terms of my thinking, this radio program, and hopefully within a short space of time we will start to have some physical books also available through the ministry. This program, "The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You," is really about helping you, anybody who decides they want to get to know the Almighty, to do that. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. Questions from last week's program. Will others give us opposition, or will we get it from evil? Well, the fact is that the opposition will come from the spirit realm, but it'll generally be delivered by other human beings. So, as I've discussed, just about every human being on the planet has demons. The vast majority of believers have a bunch of demons. And those demons will get people to do all sorts of things, to get aggressive, to get angry, to lie, cheat, steal, get physically abusive. So if we have sin in our lives, we open the door for Satan's demons to come against us through other people. Yes, there are also satanic angels, satanic messengers who can attack us directly, so cause accidents and so forth, cause your car to go off the road. And there are Satan servants, Satanists, witches, warlocks, etc., human beings alive today who will do things. In some cases, they will actually come out and actively seek to kill people. So opposition comes from a number of fronts, but it's driven by the satanic, demonic realm. How do we seek the truth? Well, I'm going to talk in a few minutes about some prayers that you can pray in order to seek the truth. Listening to this broadcast is hopefully a step in the right direction. The website contains a lot of information. Seeking truth is first and foremost about taking a quality decision to seek truth, praying the right prayers, doing the right things, and working at it day in and day out. It's about becoming sensitized that all lies are from Satan. If you really want a deep relationship with Father, you've got to get rid of those lies. Next question. In listening to this show, will I get closer to the Almighty? Well, I hope so. That's really my intention, is to help you get closer to the Almighty. I like to believe that I've got some useful experience. I like to believe I'm sharing that on this program. And as I've said before, if you want support, please email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's James at the URL I gave you a minute ago. And I will certainly do all I can to help you. We can chat on Skype, we can chat on the phone, exchange emails. I will do everything I can to help you if you sincerely want to get closer to the Almighty. Next question, is that what the show is? Is this teaching to get us on the right track to the Almighty? Yes, I certainly believe that it is. That's my intention, and I hope that that is helping you. Next question, if we're new here, how will we get the other shows? I hope to have them on my website in the next few weeks. In addition, you can go to the website www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. On the menu at the top right, hover over the word show and then click on podcasts on iHeartRadio, and you'll get all the previous broadcasts. So our topic today is seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. And in that context, the Creator has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. As I've said, the objective of this program is to sensitize you to this, and to challenge you to take the necessary steps to get close to Father. This is an invitation that is open to every single human being on the planet today. Will you take that on? Will you seek to become Father's friend? It's absolutely doable. It's there for you. And the reward is huge. Not in this life, but in the life to come. Father has also said, the rules of engagement between myself, that's Yah the Almighty, and Satan prevent me telling you anything you do not know unless you ask me to do something to put yourself or to put yourself in a place. Sorry, unless you ask me or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new information from me. So in considering this message, seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator, it is vital to understand how corrupt this world is and how much the forces of darkness, the satanic and demonic realm, are in control of the earth. If one is ignorant of this, one cannot hope to really walk in victory in this life. The series of programs seems to address in some detail the measures that one can take to overcome the corrupt state of the environment in which we are forced to operate. It's so important to understand this, folks. 6,000 and a few years ago, when Satan rebelled in heaven, and Father was about to cast him and his followers into the lake of fire and brimstone to be destroyed, he challenged Father to this thing called the which we now call the contest. And basically he said, if you put me on earth with these human beings you're about to create for 7,000 years, I will see that not one of them believes you exist at the end of the 7,000 years. Father took him up on this challenge through Satan and billions of satanic messengers to earth, and Satan set about systematically corrupting humankind, and he's been way more successful than Father imagined that he would be. The result is that the world is corrupt. It's full of sickness, disease, disasters, all sorts of bad behavior, stealing, lying, fornication, blasphemy, you name it. The world is a huge mess because Satan is in control and the satanic realm, its seven demonic masterminds are in control. Satan's in the pit. Only by people coming to a deep relationship with Father that they can turn the captivity of these people, prepare the way for Yeshua, Jesus, to return at the end of the millennium in about 3003. And I did mean that, 3003. In other words, 986 or something like that years from now. So to wrap up on the discussion of decision in the last program, it's important to realize that in communicating with us, because of we're so corrupt, and because we know so little, that Father makes extensive use of metaphor and physical world parallels to teach us and to communicate with us. Do not be distracted or put off by this. It's simply part of the challenge for him in communicating with us in our messed up state on this corrupt planet. And that said, if you get really close to him, he will speak to you in plain English or whatever your mother tongue is, and you can have detailed conversations with him without the metaphor, without all the pictures, etc., that he uses so often to communicate with him. The sort of thing I'm thinking about is if you read the book The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, he depicts the kingdom of heaven as a very jagged mountain, and I've used that image in the cover for this program and on the cover of my new book. Heaven is not the mountain. The mountain is a form of communication. It's a model to demonstrate principles. And it's so important when Father speaks to us indirectly in this way, don't get stuck on the medium that he's used to communicate with us. Don't get stuck on this or that. Get the message. Get to the fundamentals. So one of the things that I'm going to talk about in some detail over the next few weeks is the need to clean up. Once you start this journey, be very alert to any thoughts that you may have about wrongs that you've committed, people you need to apologize to, things you may have stolen that you may need to return, and so forth. Generally, this will open the door to a lengthy process of dealing with sin over a number of years as you become aware of issues you need to deal with. This may happen in a much shorter period if you really go for it, or a much longer period if you slack. It may never happen. It depends on your willingness to take the uncomfortable steps that follow when you start to become aware of sin. Note that should you take the measures in the first 7 days after you first believe, the cleaning up process will be much quicker and easier. So if you are such a person, I encourage you to go for it. In the first 7 days after believing, I encourage you to take the bread and wine morning and evening every day, even if you've returned to Father or taken on a much more intense commitment. I would encourage you to take the bread and wine morning and evening every day for 7 days. You might feel impressed to keep doing this daily for weeks, months, or years. I've had periods where I've taken the bread and wine morning and evening daily for months at a time. Folks, a lot of this is symbolic. A lot of it is metaphor. And it's important to understand that. Father, it's necessary to work through metaphor and symbolism, because that's what the satanic demonic realm understands. So much of this turns on the words we use, the words we pray, the casual, careless words that we speak, and so forth. Right, the second component of drawing close to the Almighty, of the seven components, is prayer. So the next step is to start praying prayers that are necessary for the Almighty to start moving in your life and guiding you. I have spoken previously at some length about prayer, but given how critical appropriate prayers are in drawing close to Father and staying close to Him, I've decided to go into detail again. On your knees is the best way to hear Him. As a general rule, the best position for prayer is on your knees before Father. This is also the best position to hear Him clearly. This position is a meaningful statement of humility towards the most powerful being in the entire universe, and it also helps you to get your mind right and hear more clearly. If you make a quality decision to serve Him in response to these emails, it is probably, in response to this message, it is probable that you will spend many hours on your knees confessing your sins, asking questions, etc. That said, note that you can pray any place, any time, in any position. Your knees is simply a good place to be if you're really seeking answers. Flat on your face on the floor can also be a good position if you really need to humble yourself, but in my experience, knees is best. I get on my knees just about every night before I get into bed, just to put myself in a place where I'm really able to hear Father. I hear Him reasonably clearly pretty much all the time, but I get so wrapped up in everything else that's going on that sometimes I get preoccupied with my worldly concerns and don't really hear Him. Taking a few minutes just to get on my knees at the end of every day just puts me in a position where He really can speak to me if there's something I need to hear, whether it's encouragement or whether it's warning me that I'm out of line on some subject or giving me guidance. It's possible to become His friend and still humble yourself and get on your knees. Don't misunderstand me. He is the most powerful being in existence. You need to show Him proper respect. As with all of the things that I'm talking about here, it's up to you to craft the mix of postures, etc., that you adopt as you develop your relationship with the Almighty. I can't stress that enough. There is no recipe book. What I'm sharing with you is not a recipe book. It's a collection of practices, processes, prayers, things that you can do to get close to Father. But I'm not claiming that it's a recipe, that if you do this and then do this and then do this, and then, there's a whole lot of intangibles, like your heart attitude, how you approach it, how you approach Father. Each one of us has to craft our own journey. Other people can help us, but at the end of the day, it's up to you to determine your relationship with Him and to get close to Him. Important to recognize that prayers are not necessarily answered instantly or at all. While some prayers may be answered very soon after you pray them, others take much longer to be answered. For example, a prayer like, Father, I ask you to give me wisdom, should be prayed regularly, I would say daily, and I prayed that prayer daily for decades, and may take years before you become aware that you're wiser than you were before you started praying that prayer through learning experiences that have come your way since you first started praying it. Other times it can take months or years for Father to set up the answer. I've had prayers and questions answered halfway across the world, and it sometimes took a lot of organization to get me there. Note that you should also be praying, Father, let your will be done in my life. It is very easy to pray things that are not Father's will and either not receive a response or have your foolish or presumptuous prayer answered by the satanic realm. In particular, do not lecture Father or instruct him or tell him what to do, and do not pray your will. So many people think they know what's best for themselves or the people around them and give Father a lecture in terms of telling him to do things. And it's often with the best of intentions. The thing to do when it comes to prayer with Father is to understand he knows a huge amount more than you do. And he knows what's best. In the prayers that we're going to talk about later in this session and next week, I hope you will notice that it's all about giving him the right and the authority and the permission to do what he chooses to do in your life. Step aside from your will and let his will be done. I touched earlier on the rules of engagement with regard to the contest. So important to understand that this massively restricts Father. Remember that in terms of the rules of engagement, Father Yah cannot do anything in your life unless he has the consent of a human being, preferably yourself, and he cannot say anything to you that is outside the realms of what you believe without the consent of a human being, again, primarily yourself. No other human being can speak into your life unless they have some authority. So your father, your mother, your child to a point, maybe close relatives, maybe somebody that you have a spiritual covenant with where you've agreed to support one another, a support partner of some sort. But basically, very little is going to happen in your life unless you pray it. And if you don't pray it, or you don't pray, or you don't seek to get close to Father, do not be surprised if you get a nasty shock when you come to the end of your life and you're out in the outer darkness or the foolish virgins or one of the places of no esteem in heaven. Don't rely on the prayers of other people to fix your life. You may have a mother or father or some close relative or a wife or a husband who intercedes intensely for you, and maybe that's brought you to this place. But at the end of the day, you need to do the hard work. You need to pray the prayers. You need to be obedient to the prayers. You need to be sensitive to the prayers. An important prayer in the context of the earlier discussion: show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. So if you, coming in the context of the contest and the rules of engagement, if you believe that the Bible is the living word of God and without error, the Almighty is constrained to operate within that belief and cannot tell you that you are mistaken unless you give him permission to operate outside the boundaries of what you currently know and believe by praying a prayer like, Father, I ask you to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it, and pray this regularly. Don't just pray that sort of prayer once, pray it daily, frankly. And generally, as I'll share later in the program, just the prayer on its own is not enough. You need to fast. You need to fast and pray and ask Father to lead you into all truth. You need to ask him to show you the level of your present deception. And you need to be sensitive to correction. I started praying this prayer in around 1998, and I still pray it regularly today. As a consequence, I've received dramatic revelation of all sorts of errors in what I believed at the time I started praying this prayer. Note that it is not humanly possible to deal with the consequences of sin of praying such a prayer to be shown deception in one installment. It's a step at a time. It's an incremental process. Father is constrained by our limitations to teach us step by step as we are willing to learn and adjust. There's no point in praying, show me the level of my present deception, unless you are willing to course correct. And there's little point in praying at once. Pray it daily if you're serious. Another important prayer, lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Yeshua, Jesus said the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, would come to lead us into all truth. It is possible to come to all truth in the context of your life, not all truth in the context of the universe, all truth in the context of your life and what you need to know about the Almighty. Again, it takes time. This should be prayed in conjunction with show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Note that just praying, lead me into all truth, and believing that you have all truth because you've prayed it is foolish and dangerous. It takes years of dedicated effort and praying and fasting and looking at what you believe and looking at other sources to really clean up your act. The End Time Issues Ministry website provides many answers. Note that answers to prayers such as these can take various forms and can take days, weeks, months, years, or decades to be fulfilled. If Father had shown me the level of my deception all at once the first time I prayed the above prayers, I do not know I could have handled it, and I certainly would not have known what to do with all the mountains of revelation that followed in the next 4 years in particular. Once you've prayed the above prayers, you will find that my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, contains answers to many questions that you may ask, and this should assist you to fast-track dealing with many of the more commonly occurring errors. A few indicators. See the table of contents, which is in the right-hand sidebar, and there's also a table of contents page in the menu for a listing of over 700 web pages on diverse topics. See the article Keyword Cloud for keywords on many of these articles as an alternative point of entry into the articles. Also a menu item. See the list of articles prior to 2009 for over 400 articles written between 1999 and 2009, which address numerous issues that are not discussed elsewhere on the site and which trace my journey from being a heavily committed Christian with many supernatural experiences to a heavily committed believer in the Creator. Use the Google site search in the right-hand sidebar to search particular topics across the entire site. There's also an article search in the sidebar. The Important Insights page lists a significant number of important pieces of information that Father shared with me. These are direct quotes that the Almighty spoke to me in a period of a couple of months when I was hearing him more clearly than I've ever heard him before or since. All the articles will hopefully be published in physical books shortly. I want to talk about judgment in this life. I've spoken about it before. but it's really important to understand this. A key reason why the above resources are important relates to a fundamental principle of serving the Almighty, and that is judgment in this life. The moment you choose to serve the Almighty, the forces of darkness will focus attention on you with the intention of misleading you or, if possible, destroying you before you become a threat to them. One of the most effective tools available to them is judgment in this life. Simply put, the Almighty presides over the court of heaven. Satan and his cohorts appear in the court as prosecutors. Satan's in the pit, but the demonic masterminds and their allies act as prosecutors today. And they bring charges against living human beings, primarily believers. Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus, incorrectly, as the advocate, argues in defense and in mitigation of sentence by way of mercy and grace for young and inexperienced believers. And the Almighty hands down appropriate sentences that are executed by the satanic forces or by the messengers, angels of heaven. This can range from a minor sentence like causing you to trip and fall through to a major sentence such as a serious illness, a motor accident, or in extreme cases, death. The severity of the sentence is in direct proportion to the severity of your sin and your level of maturity. A new believer is accorded considerable mercy and grace, while a believer who's been walking with Father for decades will be judged most severely. In many cases, particularly with mature believers, the forces of darkness will bide their time until a significant level of sin has accumulated so they can obtain a severe sentence that they hope will neutralize or take out the believer concerned. Another very important prayer, Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. The simplest solution to the reality of judgment in this life is to avoid sin. The problem is that the day one starts on this journey, one is almost totally ignorant of what real sin is. I've spoken at length about the commandments and pointed out that a lot of what we believe about the Ten Commandments or what we're taught is in a Christian context is incorrect. Accordingly, study and prayer as above are of paramount importance. Coupled to this, possibly the most powerful prayer there is in terms of seeking to overcome is, Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. At first glance, this may look like an extremely high-risk prayer. It's not. Father has a fundamental principle that he will not allow his children to be tested beyond what they can endure. I first prayed this prayer in around 1998 and have prayed it regularly on and off since then. I have never experienced a judgment that I have not been able to handle, recover from, learn from, course correct from, and grow from. This prayer prevents the forces of darkness from controlling judgment in your life and places the control in the hands of our merciful and loving Heavenly Father. This also permits Him to judge us immediately so that we can deal with issues as they occur without them heaping up or walking long distances in the wrong direction. If you are serious about serving the Almighty, I strongly commend, Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, as a daily prayer. Another important prayer, bring the people you want into my life and take those that you do not want in my life out. One of the things that I learned early on in my intense walk with Father was that I was not a good judge of the character, and that there were people around me who were not helpful to me in my walk with Him. Accordingly, for the first time in 1995, I prayed, Father, I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people out of my life that you do not want in my life out. In the first year, He removed one of my business partners, several of my staff, my wife, and various other people. In each case, as He took them out, in most cases they left without me doing anything. Father revealed hidden agendas and spiritual issues that were getting in my way of serving Him. When one prays prayers such as those presented so far, one must be sensitive. You've asked Father to take charge in big areas. Expect Him to act on those prayers, not in a presumptuous way, but in a faith-filled way. So when a person starts acting up in strange ways and threatening to resign or leave, let them go. If the strife in your marriage suddenly escalates to a point where you discover treachery, then get divorced, and so on as things unfold. Continuing on the subject of bring the people you want into my life and take those that you do not want in my life out. These prayers frequently do not require that you audibly hear anything from Father, only that you discern that you are being led in a way that is an answer to what you've prayed. If you find yourself in a bookshop with time to spare, perceive there's probably a book there that Father wants you to read. Turn to him for guidance. Go to whatever shelf attracts your attention. Pick up whatever book catches your eye. Open it wherever it opens, and you may find the answer to a question. I've had this happen thousands of miles from home as the way that Father used to answer a particular question. I've even had him do this in ways that have answered questions that I did not know existed and have been taught accordingly. Once one prays these important directional prayers, one opens the door for all sorts of developments in one's life. Folks, this is exciting stuff. You can radically change the way you live your life by praying these prayers and being obedient to the leading that you receive in response to these prayers. You're not on your own. Father is there to help you. You have to choose to let him help you. There's a bit of a counterpoint if you miss it. At the same time, if you're not willing to be sensitive and obedient, do not pray these prayers. You'll bring judgment upon yourself if you pray these prayers and then fail to respond to the answers. Apart from anything else, Father will soon lose interest in answering your prayers. If, as you read this, you realize that you're guilty of asking for guidance and then ignoring the guidance when it occurred, pray immediately. Father, I realize that I've ignored your guidance in such and such a situation. I repent and ask you to forgive me. He is gracious and oft forgiving, and he will grant forgiveness for genuine repentance. Note, however, that if you get into an ongoing rebellion and disobedience, you will eventually reach a point of total rejection from which there is no recovery. Once you've crossed that line, Father will cease to have anything to do with you. The forces of darkness will use you to serve whatever purpose serves them, and at the end of your life you will be judged and sent to hell for all your unconfessed sin, and once you've paid the price for your unconfessed sin, you will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where in a moment of torment and terror you will be utterly consumed and cease to exist. Do not pray prayers like those suggested here if you are not serious. That said, it's quite possible to pray such a prayer and to miss it in sincerity. So if you're watching out, doing your best, and you make mistakes, go back to Father, confess your mistake, repent, ask for forgiveness, course correct, get back on track. He's very compassionate, he's very loving, he's very kind, he's very gentle. He wants you to succeed. And as long as you are doing what's necessary, he will meet you more than halfway. Another important prayer regarding opening and closing of doors. Another very effective directional prayer is, Father, I ask you to open the doors in my life that you want opened, that no man or spirit can close, and to close the doors that you want closed, that no man or spirit can open. This allows Father to direct you in diverse ways. Be prepared to change jobs, change home, change country. Whatever the Father deems appropriate to your best interests in his service. Discern what is happening correctly and constantly ask for guidance. Father wants you to succeed. Note that you can always slam doors Father has opened, and you can break open doors that he has closed. A point that I would stress is it's very difficult for Father to direct and steer us if we're standing sort of arms folded, legs akimbo, saying, Father, where do you want me to go? At some point you need to discern the leading he's given you It may be faint, you may not be entirely sure, but start out at least gingerly, putting one foot in other front of the other, metaphorically, down what you think is the right road through the door that you think is opening in front of you. And as you go, you will become more certain that you're going in the right road, or you will become aware that you're going on the wrong road. Father will guide you. This is not a snappy, click your fingers magic thing. This is about you learning to be led by Father's Spirit in a corrupt and very difficult to understand world. Prayers for advancement. Assuming that you've listened this far because you are serious about serving Father, the next prayer to consider is, Father, help me to become a wise steward, a good and faithful servant, and an overcomer to the end of my life. Help me to become your friend for eternity. If your ambitions do not go all the way to friend with the commitment and sacrifice that entails, then stop wherever you're comfortable stopping. Each of these categories is closer to Father in heaven, carries greater prestige, rank and authority, and greater responsibility and accountability, and greater opposition and challenges in this life. You decide how far you want to go. The rank up from the workers of iniquity, those in the outer darkness, is the foolish virgins, those who know Father exists but do the things their way. The vast majority of church, mosque, synagogue-going believers sit in this category. They make no real effort to know Father's will and to do it. In fact, most pastors, priests, imams, and rabbis are in this category as well. The number of people who are seeking at least enough of a relationship with Father to know his will and to do it is very small. So what about you? Where are you going to aim for? The foolish virgins, those who at a basic level are prepared and seeking to do Father's will, but they never get beyond the basics. They've not been filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. In other words, they've not allowed Father in. They have an intellectual knowledge, but no spiritual connection. This may be a reflection of ignorance. There have been some powerful traditional church people who got stuck at this level. The following categories are filled with the Spirit of Yah at some level. The wise stewards are those who are starting to do something material for Father in accordance with his will, not the teachings of the church or the pastor or the imam or the rabbi or whoever. The good and faithful servants are those who are going out of their way to serve Father. They're really making an effort. They're obedient even unto death. They're really going for it. And then the overcomers are those who have got to a place of overcoming sin in their lives. They are overcoming the obstacles that the forces of darkness are bringing against them. They are conquering and ruling with the Spirit of the Almighty within them. If you read the book of Revelation in the Bible, there are, I think, 8 references to those that overcome, to the rewards that they offer them. And one of the great rewards is that Father says they will get to sit on a throne with him for eternity. Those who sit on thrones rule over cities, solar systems, planetary systems. They have great prestige, esteem, great authority. And they have worked hard in this life to get there. There are roughly 20 people on this planet today. That's 20 people out of more than 7 billion people who, if everything came to an end this instant, would make it as overcomers. It's a minute number. Are you willing to go for that? Are you willing to deal with sin? Are you willing to deal with the obstacles that there are in the way? Are you willing to lay down your life to serve Father? It's worth it. It's hard work, but it's worth it. So our time is up. Just to recap, we closed off the discussion on decision. We've been talking about prayer. We've said that on your knees is the best way to hear. We've said that prayers are not necessarily answered instantly or may not be answered at all. We've discussed how the rules of engagement restrict Father Yah and what he can do in your life. We've talked about the prayer, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. We've talked about the prayer, lead me into all truth by your spirit. We've talked about the website, which provides many answers, the result of decades of learning on my part, which have been documented in a way that hopefully you will be able to find answers to many of your questions. We've talked about judgment in this life, which we discussed in more detail a few weeks ago. We talked about the prayer, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, and how important that is if you're really serious about serving Father. If somebody said to me, I could only pray one prayer for the rest of my life, I think I would pray that prayer. It gives Father blanket permission to act in your life. And if you're sensitive and obedient, it will help you enormously. We spoke about the prayer, bring the people you want into my life and take those that you do not want in my life out. We talked about what happens if you miss it. We talked about the prayer about opening and closing doors, and we talked about praying for advancement, and we'll talk more next week about that prayer and its outworkings. I really hope that this has challenged you to look in detail at how you live your life and your relationship with Father. On the website, 5 key documents behind the home menu item in the top left-hand corner of the website. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, the fundamental message that this whole program is based on. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator, which is what we're working through at the moment. You can get ahead of what I'm teaching by going to that document on the website. Recommended worship, so important that you worship correctly, that you sing the right songs. The collection there of about 20 songs that I use daily and that I recommend. The Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Understand how deeply the name of Yah permeated the lives of believers a few thousand years ago, and how chronically we have lost sight of his name, and how we abuse and misuse his name, not even knowing that it's his name. Things like yahoo.com, which is a blasphemous name, breaks the third commandment. Where will you spend eternity? What's required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Really important, and I hope to talk about that in a few weeks' time. All of this available at www.endtimeissueministries.org, or one word, endtimeissueministries.org, behind the homepage menu item. Books of teachings in course of preparation, regular email lists, regular emails sent out with articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be placed on the mailing list. Or if you really are moved to draw close to Father, contact me for whatever support I can give you. Visit the website and visit the homepage for more information. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them in the next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list. As I've said, I'm compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy. The first volume contains my most important writings. It's available now as a PDF and hopefully shortly as a physical printed book. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype and email so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. And I want to say again what I've said on previous programs. It does not matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your level of education. Father wants to meet you where you are right now and become your friend. The question is, will you take a quality decision? And then will you do all the things that are necessary to become his friend? Will you do all the things that I'm talking about in this program? Will you pray all the prayers that we've spoken about today? And then be sensitive and obedient to the leading that comes from those prayers. It is entirely possible for you to qualify to sit on a very high throne with the Almighty, with Yeshua, Jesus, for eternity, if you will do what's necessary. And it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, or Jewish, or any other religion. It's there for you right now. Good night. Father, I